The air is safe as far as we can tell with regard to chemical or biological agents. However, we really urge all of the relief workers to use the mask and goggles when they get really close.
Rudy Giuliani's stature as a national leader and presidential candidate has flowed from his actions following September 11th. Today, in the second of a two-part series, we look at what the Giuliani administration did and didn't do to protect rescue, recovery, and cleanup workers from potential hazards in the air. WNYC's Fred Mogul has this report.
Construction worker John Iannucci spent about 5 months directing traffic and moving debris at the World Trade Center site. One afternoon, about 3 weeks after the attacks, Mayor Rudy Giuliani passed by.
What remains of the walls, and over there is World Trade Center 1.
Giuliani was leading a group of congressional representatives. News reporters were following, and WNYC's Beth Furtick stopped to talk to Iannucci.
The progress is going okay. It's just that, you know, we're just finding a lot of parts. I don't want to say on the radio what I'm finding. Not supposed to.
Iannucci was standing amid debris. He was a little bit away from the still-burning fires, and he was working about 15 hours a day at that point.
So all the guys that go in there, it's very hot for them, you know. For us, for me, it's okay. I don't have to wear the mask because I'm not really near there. But these other guys, they got a hard day.
Just a few yards away, Giuliani wasn't wearing a mask either. Today, Iannucci and thousands of construction and rescue workers wish they had.
My breathing's no good. My coughing. My fingernails don't grow. My toenails don't grow no more. They're turning yellow, falling off my skin. My sleeping at night changed. I have nightmares, too. Everything changed on me.
We spoke to half a dozen high-level city officials who maintain that the city tried as hard as it could to get workers to wear masks at Ground Zero. Robert Adams, the safety chief at the site for the Department of Design and Construction, or DDC, says air quality and respirator use were concerns, but they were never at the top of the list. Adams recalls one worker on the edge of one of the many pits beneath the vast honeycomb of rubble.
My first worry is not that he doesn't have a respirator on. My first worry is if he falls off of that, he's being seriously hurt. That respirator is not going to do anything to protect him from a sharp piece of reinforcing steel.
Adams was known as a worksite scold. One cartoon drawn by workers shows him on a soapbox wearing an Arab headdress and preaching jihad against people who failed to wear their respirators.
We certainly were not remiss in advising them. We were not remiss in telling them. We were not remiss in even providing them. I mean, we had thousands and thousands of respirators. There was never a situation where people couldn't get a respirator. Everybody knew about it. It was something that was all over the site with dozens, if not hundreds, of people going out there harping and haranguing.
FDNY operations chief Sal Cassano, speaking in a lawsuit-related deposition, says there were mixed messages.
We were told by EPA that the air quality was safe. I mean, it was in the newspapers, it was on the radio, it was on the television.
Pete Gorman, the head of the Fire Department Officers Union, says he and other union leaders also tried to make workers wear masks and also were unsuccessful.
You needed top-down management very forcefully to reinforce all those OSHA regulations to make sure people had respiratory equipment. It just didn't happen.
Gorman says this top-down push for safety enforcement should have come from Mayor Giuliani. Adams agrees it would have helped. Former Transportation Commissioner Iris Weinshall says she also was confused.
God knows I walked down there numerous times. Sometimes I took my respirator off. You know, you'd walk around, you'd see other workers without respirators, or you'd say, oh, the air's not that bad, I'll just take it off.
Adams and his boss, DDC Commissioner Ken Holden, say there were periodic attempts to step up enforcement. Sometimes there was limited improvement, but it never lasted long. Gorman and others say that as the rescue effort gave way to recovery and cleanup, for local and federal regulators,
there should have been a zero-tolerance policy, and that means if you were caught on the pile without proper respiratory equipment, you should have been taken off the pile and not allowed to work there.
Workers were ejected, but only very rarely, and the construction companies were never sanctioned. Holden says Giuliani never gave him the political cover to halt operations or to force contractors and city agencies to make workers wear masks or risk getting kicked off Ground Zero. Holden tried to curtail firefighters' work hours, and he tried to impose a mid-November break for Veterans Day. In a 2005 court deposition, he described the violent demonstrations that ensued.
My one go at shutting down the site was not a very satisfactory experience.
Holden is talking to an attorney who's representing construction workers and emergency responders who are suing the city.
There was tremendous dissatisfaction by the families of victims that there was not progress being made to help find remains of loved ones.
Aside from the families of victims, did anybody else tell you not to stop the work at the site?
I probably got some notification from City Hall, but I'm not certain as to whether or not that was, you know, who delivered that message.
Still, Holden and Adams are proud of DDC's safety record. Amid all the chaos, there was not a single death and almost no serious injuries in the 9.5-month project. Holden says workers knew about the air problems and the need to wear masks, just like smokers know their cigarettes carry a health warning from the Surgeon General. Not exactly, says David Newman from the New York Committee of Occupational Safety and Health, a union-related workplace watchdog.
It's really inappropriate to blame the workers for not wearing their respirators. When workers don't wear respirators or when workers don't work properly, it's a failure of the employer to provide the worker with the appropriate training and motivation, or, if that's not entirely successful, to control and discipline or remove the workers.
Today, former construction worker John Iannucci says yes, he knew he should have been using his respirator more, but it was impossible.
Most of the time, my respiratory mess is up because I got a lot of talking to do. You know, I got to talk to the foreman, I got to talk to the men. But if I put the respirator on, right, and if I go like this, can you hear me? I need you over here on the south side. I need a truck over here. Couldn't hear me. So I had to take it off. It was hot. A lot of people had to take it off and then put it on, take it off, and then put it on. Meanwhile, you got particles in the air. We don't see it. But the city and the state saying that the air was good, so we really didn't care.
And while after a couple weeks at the work site, the air overall seemed to have cleared, there was never a time when the dust was truly settled.
We used to move those heavy beams. The dust pops right up. It was like sweeping the floor. When you sweep the floor, it gets dusty. Same thing.
The 40-year-old Iannucci looks healthy, but breathing problems and physical discomfort forced him to stop working about 5 years ago.
My body started changing gradually, you know, started getting weaker and weaker and weaker, and then I started passing out. I couldn't go to one exit to another exit to do these potholes. And carrying a 95-pound jackhammer no more is too heavy for me. I get out of breath. I used to be, like, number one jackhammer.
Iannucci is not a plaintiff in the massive lawsuit built around more than 10,000 workers who say they're ill due to laboring at Ground Zero. He isn't even sure all his problems can be attributed to the World Trade Center, since he spent 25 years, as he says, grinding concrete all over New York and New Jersey. But he wonders why city and federal leaders, and especially Mayor Giuliani, in struggling to restore order in Lower Manhattan, didn't also struggle harder to protect him and other workers from environmental dangers. Giuliani denied a request for an interview. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.
This story was done with the help of archivist Andy Lancet and WNYC's Beth Fertig, Amy Eddings, and Andrea Bernstein. You can hear part one of this series at our website, WNYC.org.